And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institute. House Republicans have a bill that would let illegal immigrants working on American farms apply for temporary visas. The Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act comes from House Agriculture Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, and it defines temporary as any contract shorter than 350 days, whether or not the work is actually seasonal. Thompson says the border is now secure, and it's time to fix a program he calls broken. There's another immigration story out of Michigan where a man is in the country illegally serving at least 39 years for shooting his girlfriend, Ruby Garcia, to death on a Grand Rapids highway, and he's now suing the president for $75 million and a public apology. He objects to Trump calling him America's problem and putting his mugshot in campaign ads. In a handwritten complaint, he says he was put in a category and that who he was as a person stopped mattering and that his dignity was shattered. Ruby Garcia's family doesn't get to file a complaint about how they've been treated, however. And in Nebraska, an Omaha man is being held on $1 million bond after allegedly posting a message on a Catholic school's website threatening to shoot up the school and kill the governor's grandchildren and also murder a few nuns. Investigators say he wiped his phone, hid in a guitar, and unplugged his router before they got there. He's charged with making terroristic threats and tampering with evidence. In Washington, the White House released a report this week saying the Smithsonian's American History Museum has moved away from teaching history and into political activism, and the report quotes the museum's own leadership saying so. Texas Congressman Brendan Gill asked the museum director about the material the Smithsonian published in 2020, defining white culture, which listed things like hard work and the nuclear family. She didn't have much of an answer, and about two-thirds of the Smithsonian's budget comes from taxpayers, so if they want to keep teaching that, they might have to start paying for it themselves. And the Senate is fighting about the clock again. The Sunshine Protection Act would end the twice-a-year time change and leave the country on daylight savings permanently. It passed the House 308-117, and the president wants it, calling the current system a ridiculous twice-yearly production. But Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is blocking it, and his office says he's not the only one. Cotton says it would push winter sunrise as late as 9:45 in the morning in parts of North Dakota, which is a real problem for kids standing at a bus stop in the dark. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says the whole practice goes back to the First World War when we were trying to save lamp oil. And he figures we're doing all right on lamp oil today. Congress has until December. One tracking site gives the bill a 35% chance. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which can be done at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.